13 candidates in the 6th congressional district race are pushing hard for that 50% plus one vote in the November 4th primary. Louisiana Secretary of State Tom Shedler says there is a group that could make it possible.
Right at 54% of eligible voters who are registered are female, and they also participate at a much more aggressive rate than men. It's a very significant factor in any election.
But many women voters are frustrated, feeling they are being ignored. On a bright autumn Sunday afternoon, the Baton Rouge chapter of the American Association of University Women gathers, and talk turns to the midterm elections. Most of these women are Democrats, like Laura Acosta.
I've never heard any politician here head-on address any of the women's issues.
Later in the week, the Republican Women's Club of Livingston Parish gets together for a candidates' forum luncheon and a Denham Springs restaurant. Many of these women have brought their husbands along.
If you would all find a seat, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for coming.
T. Como, who has attended several of these forums this election season, says she keeps hoping the candidates will talk about the issues that concern her.
I would like to know about education, what their plans are, Common Core, marriage, whatever they want that to be. Not many of them have stated exactly where they stand on marriage and where they stand on right to life.
Como did not hear about any of those topics that day. Instead, she got more of the same things candidates, like Paul Dietzel, Dan Clater, and Garrett Graves, are highlighting in their ads.
It's time to start cutting back on the government, start cutting back on spending.
It gets tougher every day because the federal government becomes more intrusive every minute.
That's why I support a balanced budget amendment and a plan to reduce government agency by agency.
UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross acknowledges candidates in the 6th district race have a blind spot when it comes to female voters.
They would rather not focus on the women. The way the parties are broken down on gender issues, no candidate in the 6th district, with the exception of Edwin Edwards, who has his own baggage when it comes to women, would be able to make a strong appeal for women's support without breaking from many of the masculine group of issues that's been associated with the Republican Party, like the economy, limited government.
Not every female voter views these issues as masculine or feminine. Kay Burley, attending the Republican Women's Candidate Forum, views the issues as conservative or liberal.
You know, I'm just such a strict conservative, and I think that's what's most important to me.
Experts like Cross classify the district overall as conservative, more closely aligned to the GOP's stated values. He says candidates are afraid to take up the more liberal or feminine concerns.
To run a campaign, for example, based on fighting women's poverty, addressing equality, none of the Republicans can actually run that kind of campaign without losing all the Republican support.
There are two women in the race, but both are Republicans and are focusing on the same issues as the men. Lenar Whitney is confident that her gender alone is enough to bring in the women's vote.
Women tend to vote for women candidates and people who want more women involved in government.
Democrat Vivian Guillory says that's not enough to earn her vote, and she's still waiting for candidates too, as Abigail Adams urged her husband John Adams in 1776. Remember the ladies.
What I'd like to hear is them talk about issues that really affect me as a woman, as an African American, as a worker, as a mom, as someone who needs health care, as a grandmother. And I'm not hearing them talk about that.
I'm Sue Lincoln for WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge.